podcast.
I don't fucking know.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're off.
I'm fine with this.
What?
Your face.
I'm doing this so that I can...
You can pull the base of the... You know what you're doing.
Yeah. No, don't, I'm trying to set
don't
this up.
Don't tell Joe how to handle sound equipment.
I realize, but also, like, I want him to be able to recline and be like...
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing this so that I can Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit here like I'm, I don't know, selling champagne because I've already had, like, 8 bottles of the shit.
Ooh.
Have you seen those ads?
Where
Orson Welles
is just fucking drunk,
hammered, and selling champagne.
I have not.
I have.
What?
It's pretty fantastic. Okay.
So good.
Well, all right.
No, but I have seen the peas commercial. Every July, peas grow here. Where he just gets progressively angrier.
I think somehow I missed that.
Oh, it's what? It's fucking classic. I'll have to send it to you. First we should do this thing.
Are we recording? Should we be? How long have we been recording? Why are you looking at me like that, James? God damn it, that's creepy.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's time for the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts.
Ireland?
James.
And Jenna.
With special guest.
Yeah, I'm Joe. I'm yay doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hooray. We're recording at Joe's house.
Yeah. Yes.
With James's equipment.
In beautiful downtown Joe Bank.
Soon, there won't be pants, but you don't know that.
I thought we were just going to pretend we're already not wearing pants.
Oh.
I mean...
Or are we pretending we are wearing pants? Oh, God damn it, Joe.
Well...
No, I...
I mean...
All right.
Directly into the microphone. Usually we open a bottle of scotch.
Nah. Well, I drank it all.
Well, all right.
That's fair. Speaking of, we're drinking mixed bag tonight.
Yeah, we are.
I have the green apple with Fireball. What did we call that?
A granny jump up. Yep.
Granny jump up.
You're not a granny yet.
No, but it's like granny apple. Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... Motherfucker, fine. I'm not ready to be a grandma fucker yet.
No.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
I'm not ready for you to be a grandma fucker yet either.
Yeah.
Tough but fair.
I've had sex with Jetta.
But yes. That is an accurate statement.
When did you get in line that you're already to the front?
At least twice.
This is... I keep forgetting you're not a vilifier anymore. I can't
I'm not.
Just... cock off like that.
You can.
Okay, all right.
Honey, I've been a vilifier longer than you knew Vil was a thing. You shut your whore mouth.
I think that's true.
Yeah?
They won't let me in because I'm too good.
Yes, baby. That's why they won't let you do Vil.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm well prepared for hecklers if I ever, you know, do stand up outside of a warm and welcoming community, though.
No, you're not.
Mormons have an amazing sense of humor. Do you know anything about their religion?
What?
I think when I said a warm and welcoming community, he might have heard a Mormon welcoming community.
I thought you said Mormon.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And their religion's fucking bananas. That's why I can only assume that they have a sense of humor. You actually get your own planet when you die.
If you're good.
I don't want a whole planet.
You don't have to manage it. That's why you have so many wives, so they fucking do the dishes and shit.
Jesus.
I want a whole planet, but I want it to be like the Little Prince.
Okay, right? Now I want a whole planet. Oh, I'm so sold on this idea.
That's
now.
A planetoid at best.
Oh my God.
Neil deGrasse Tyson would argue that that's not a real planet.
Well,
why are you?
He got rid of Pluto because he's racist. What?
How is that racist?
Have you ever seen pictures of Pluto?
They're
white.
But God damn it, Joe.
Well, all right.
All right. Okay. So
good enough time to drink, as far as I'm concerned.
Going to be this kind of podcast. All right.
Hey, everybody. My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I work for Peanuts. If you're hiring.
What? Oh, okay.
I wasn't talking to either of you. I was talking to the three people who listen to your podcast.
Well, you're looking at one of them.
Now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did Joe start listening?
No.
No. No.
No, he doesn't want to know what we say about him on the podcast.
Well, there's that.
I mean, I love you, baby.
You both have told me to my face anyway.
Joe?
Some of
that
them.
Is a piano.
And on that piano is a piece of music that works right side up and upside down.
That's true. Ooh. Actually, I played it earlier, kind of.
Now I...
Now you're distracted.
Break? Huh?
On the break?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Well, all right.
I don't know how to play it.
I'll pretend for you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Salsa's not here, obviously, because we've gone farther off the rails than normal. How is he the one that keeps us on track? That's weird.
He has children.
Oh.
I have a child. Well, I have an adult now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has little children that he needs to make sure don't run out in the street. So I'm guessing that Salsa just does that.
I'm pretty sure that's Raiderly.
Raising Jessa may not have been the best practice for dealing with kids.
That's true. She was born a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
She
so there's that.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah, I kind of lucked out on that one.
Is it right if I go first for what we've been up to?
Yeah, please do.
Oh, all right. So I took Friday off of work. Because Bryn had the week off. And because my nephew had a birthday the previous weekend, which makes the pantomime that Joe is offering us especially inappropriate.
Well, it's not okay.
Yeah. So
it's really hot.
God damn it. Also, my nephew now has a significant other. They've been dating for like 4 or 5 whole weeks or something.
Ooh. How old is your nephew?
He's 15 now.
Shit, that's a long-ass time in 15-year-old.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fuck.
Or maybe it's been longer than that. I think they answered that question, but I was driving. So it's been a while. I think more than a month that they've been going out, which is like, they might as well just be common law married. Right?
Yeah.
Like grade school married.
Shit,
yeah.
Is this his first genital cupping?
I don't know. I
didn't ask.
I have some questions that I'm willing to ask my nephew, and that's I want to say not on that list.
All right.
Yeah,
that's fair. Different family dynamics. This makes sense.
Yeah,
I would have no problem asking my 15-year-old nephew. So
I think in a year I'm gonna throw a fallout shelter pack of condoms at him and just say, "Be safe out there," and then you know.
I tell you about my conversation with Jessa when she got her first girlfriend?
No.
Like, okay, so growing up, I gave Jessa continual sex talks. Like, appropriate to the age and the question she was asking and things like that. Like, and there was, it was just a constant. So, like, there was never a question to her, what is sex? Because we've talked about it from various, you know, there's the baby making, there's the pleasure, there's the all of those things.
Yeah.
So she got her first girlfriend, and I was like, so, you know, there are different things that you can do, right? Like, you don't actually have to have sex to have a good time. You can do various other things that still fall under the sex umbrella that are not intercourse.
Oh, man, I've been buying the wrong kinds of umbrellas.
Don't just gun for the clit. Okay. You got to, like, massage the thigh or the buttocks and warm it up first.
Yeah, I didn't give those kind of tips, but...
Those are good tips, though.
But, yes, but... I felt like that one was maybe a little outside. Anyway, so, but you know, I had a bit of a conversation with her. And I was like, you know, just wanted to make sure you're aware. And she goes, yes, Mom, I know. Thank you for Sex Talk 5.0. I can't wait for the next one. I'm like, all right, good.
Yeah.
I would rather you were over-informed than under... She's like, I'm over-informed. It's a thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I am actually going to leave that up to his mom unless she's like, well, he's just going to ignore me if I say something and, you know...
I mean, yeah, there is definitely that aspect. So that can happen.
Or if he asks.
Yeah.
if he asks, then I'm going to be like, nephew, because that's what I call my nephew. I'm going to be like, nephew, when a bird is in a bar and there are bees and that I'm, let's look it up.
Are you describing a chicken head to your nephew?
No. The old man knows nothing. It's a double frog man. What is a rusty venture? That's later, probably. Maybe. I don't know. What I wanted to do was to bring my nephew to an amusement park for his birthday. I feel like this is probably going to be one of the last birthdays where that's super awesome.
Right.
So, I was like, hey, nephew, I saved up a little bit of money and I can take Friday off. I'll bring a date and you can bring your date and I've got all the tickets and we're just going to go to Valley Fair and hang out and, be super cool. And
you two can disappear behind that dumpster and I'll see you at 3 p.m.
Go.
Oh my God.
You know
what? That's like, cool. That's good uncling.
Roller coasters and go on the water rides and stuff.
You think very wholesome.
Kind of, yeah.
Also,
sorry. All I know is that, and don't take this the wrong way, James, if I were a 15-year-old and you let me bring my girlfriend to a place like Valley Fair, I would be thinking, how the fuck do I get away from my uncle and his girlfriend for like at least 10 minutes to like...
Well, the other thing is that we were like, all right, well, we're done with like the water park and that kind of stuff. And you two probably want to go hang out. So
you two want to go to a water park.
We'll we'll see you in a while. Set a time and a place to meet. And then, just like let them have time as a couple. They're real fucking adorable.
Yeah.
I was taking photos of the park because there were storms before we got there and there were storms after. So the sky was fucking amazing.
Okay.
So I took a picture of the like rides all lit up with this amazing sunset and that kind of stuff. And then I was like, nephew, do you want a picture of you and your girlfriend here at the park on like for your birthday? Can I just send you a photo of the two of you? Cause I'm also like, his mom. He was like, oh yeah, oh absolutely. So
documentation that I was here, that's a good idea.
Also that and a documentation that everyone was alive at the time that we left. So
there you go.
So they've got the octopus ride with the orange lights on it and everything like that, and while it was spinning around,
wait, there is an octopus ride with orange lights. Is that your favorite ride?
It probably is.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. So there's that. And then other than that, I got to show Bryn all of my favorite roller coasters and all of the, like, dork-ass rides and stuff that I loved growing up and still really love.
Right.
Also got to hang out with my nephew because... Like, he's grown up into somebody kind of fucking cool. It's nice.
Like,
nice.
I met him...
Against all odds.
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he was really quiet and really, like, not digging the whole Christmas family hangout thing overall.
He doesn't seem related, does he?
Not really.
A year and a half ago, that would have made him, what, 13, 14?
Yeah. Like, he was that age.
Oh, yeah.
He was totally
that age. He didn't give a fuck about any of y'all.
Until we started playing games. And then he was like, all right, video games. I know what this is about. Like, I can do this. But yeah.
I got to watch his girlfriend whoop his ass in air hockey.
Yes.
Which was fucking great. And then
that's good. Fantastic.
Bryn whooped my ass in air hockey.
Good.
Which was also great. Yeah.
You have failed as man.
Okay.
I mean...
But follow-up question. Have I?
I mean, you let her win. I get it.
No.
No.
Oh.
No, there was almost like a Cinderella story victory. She had, five or six points to my 2 points, and I managed to rally up to 5 points, and then she just, like...
Nice!
Rolled me for the last...
Also, I'm only giving you shit.
I think she took it easy on me for a couple of points.
Everybody could kick the shit out of my ass at air hockey.
I know.
I've spent kind of a lot of time playing air hockey.
I'm too afraid of smacking a knuckle or a fingertip.
Yeah.
I'm a big pussy at air hockey. I'm like, no. When it's all clicking and clacking, and I'm like, I need my fingertips.
But those are your moneymakers, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, if he could somehow hold the paddle with his ass, then I think he would be a lot less afraid.
Oh, I can hold it. I just can't actually move effectively with it. And put it up there. It's got the little nub.
I'll bet that would be like because of the breeze that's coming off of the table. I'll bet that would be really refreshing.
Mm. Yeah.
That might be. Yeah.
No, you see these window units here in my home?
God damn it, Joe. Yeah.
I assumed.
Out the shower?
I mean, you've got a bidet.
Just
so.
Yeah.
Air dry one end. If it's too hot, zip thunk. Just cool off the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Sure. So I had a great time at the amusement park. And a good time was had by all. Yeah.
Okay.
So there was that. And then on Sunday, I got to hang out with my beloved Boothies and Fence for a while.
I am so sad I couldn't do that. Like, I was...
You were missed.
I was sad. Yeah. I was frumpy.
We had a blast fencing. Josh has a giant plush monkey head that he's fitted clips to.
Yeah, I Weird. Saw a picture.
Yeah.
So that exists.
That was a thing. Yeah.
Josh is a strange man.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we like about him.
I mean, you know, I enjoy that about him in general. I enjoy him as a person, but he's a weird man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah.
And then did tech for Fringe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, I still have 2 techs to go.
As usual. Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
As usual, tech for Fringe never goes to plan and also is like a frantic, scrambling fuck up. It's like two goats trying to mate as they roll down the mountain. It's just...
Yes.
I mean, okay, so this is my fourth time producing for Fringe in the 18 million years that I've been doing Fringe. and the first time I produced a show, it was a one-woman show at the Bryant Lake Bowl with Brian, who is a technician at the Bryant Lake Bowl and whom I had worked with previous for things like Vilification Tennis.
Hmm.
So, like, I just showed up and I was like, I don't know what I want. And he was like, all right, so what about this? And I was like, cool. Oh, I'm going to want lights here, I think.
Hmm.
Like, just, you know, a little bit of that, but I already knew the guy. So it was like,
sure.
All right, cool, done. The second show that I produced was also a one-woman show.
Mm-hmm.
That was Memoirs of a Welfare Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the Proscenium, the Rare Rug Proscenium, a one-woman show in the Rare Rug Proscenium.
Holy fuck.
And I had finished my script the night before because that was the one that came in 2 weeks before Fringe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what I want, technicians. Just do things. And so we ran through it a couple of times, and they did things.
Yeah.
And apparently it was amazing, because reviews were like, oh my God, the tech on this was astounding. And I'm like,
All right.
Can't take credit for that, but cool.
Sometimes you just... like
you can take credit for it. You did give them the direction of do things.
But
push the buttons. Throw the levers.
This is...
There is that. But, like, and then I've done tech for, like, Fringe Orphans, which is its own fucking monkey.
Ooh, yeah.
But I don't think I've actually done many other texts where I had to be like in charge or have input into what was happening. Mm-hmm. It was mostly just me standing around waiting for somebody to tell me what to do.
Sure.
So now I've got two texts back to back, like one tomorrow, fucking one Thursday. Wow. And I'm just like, and I have to know everything. Mm. And I'm like, fuck me. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm.
That sounds
awful.
Atrocious. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I throw something out there?
Yes.
You don't have to know everything. You just have to pretend like you do for everybody under you.
Joe, you've met me, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, overall, when it comes to this kind of shit, nobody actually knows what they're doing. They just pretend to look like they know what they're doing so that the actors, like, who are, you know, idiots anyway.
That I've met, if there was someone who did know what they were doing, probably Jenna.
I mean,
I agree.
You have met me.
Yes.
Like we've been dating for a while now.
I know.
I
already told everybody that we did it twice. Yeah,
at least twice.
In a row.
At least twice in a row.
Booyah.
Jenna, did you have a date like that?
I did.
Oh,
quite literally.
Well, all right.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know you're tired of that phrase. It's a podcast phrase. Get over it. It's going to be used at least five more times.
She had a date like that once.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's that.
I don't remember
tech
what
sucks.
Anymore. Tech sucks. Tech sucks for everybody. Tech sucks for the techs.
I just remember doing tech for Fearless Five and like just trying to go queue to queue is fucking brutal.
Yep.
Yeah. For the first half of our time in tech, they were struggling with the soundboard because they couldn't get imported sounds to work.
Oh, my God.
They just had like a sound library there that was working. Oh,
God.
And then everything that our director had brought with him, they were like, it's not fucking working. We may not know what the music is going to sound like or anything like that. Just tell us, you know, and he's like, no, man, this is not... figure it out. I'm going to let the actors run through it a couple of times. So we did. We got...
the first tech for that venue then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. First spot. We were hoping that it would give us extra time, but they opened the doors very promptly at the appointed time, which, good on them.
Yeah.
But it also meant
that sanity
that we,
saving for them is what that is.
Yeah.
Like...
We got about... I want to say most of one run through with our full kit. Lights and sound.
My God.
Yeah.
You got through a run through though? Like most of a run through?
Because
I don't actually expect that one of my shows is going to hit that.
It was missing a bunch of stuff that is supposed to happen sort of behind the scenes.
Okay.
Like scene change stuff didn't happen because the director is one of the stagehands and he had to be off over next to the soundboard like, okay, this is where we want this next sound to go in and you need to play this for this amount of time. Yep. Okay. That volume sounds okay. But I want to, you know, slowly ramp it up to this and that, all of that stuff. He had to do that ad hoc during the last... run through. So we didn't get any of the shadow puppets or anything like that.
You guys have shadow puppets?
Yeah, we fucking do.
Oh my God.
I'm actually pretty fucking excited about it because it looks, it just looks cheap and amazing and I'm in love with it. And the designs on the shadow puppets are really good.
Okay.
Yeah. So. So some parts of our story are told in shadow puppetry.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I've already heard my favorite line of your show. So
good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. The Fringe preview I think went really well.
Yeah.
I heard Jenna laughing, and also a friend of the podcast, Tom St. And
Jen.
Also Jen Jensen. Yeah.
Yep.
Which was, it was gratifying. It yeah. was very gratifying.
I mean, there was other laughter too, but there was a specific line where the three of us lost it and everybody else was like, what the fuck is even going on?
Which is fine.
So, yeah.
That makes line sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I'm actually like nerves and, you know, a very usual fringe tech totally aside. I am super excited for this show on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah.
What time is your show on Thursday?
When it opens, which I think is
Like 5:30?
5:30? Yep. Yeah.
What's your venue?
The Mixed Blood Theater.
Mixed Blood. Cool.
Yeah. 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 A lot of the Fearless Adjacent things are all in the same area. So that's really helpful.
That is extremely helpful.
Well, that way they can keep tabs on you fearless people.
That's fair.
Seems like a good idea.
How many Fearless Adjacent shows are there? Like, I was trying, like, 10, 13, somewhere in there?
I want to say, like, between 10 and a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
Pretty handily.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Joe.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Other than drying off both ends in front of the air conditioner.
Which is fucking spectacular.
Oh, I imagine.
By the way.
I imagine it is a spectacle.
I don't know, man. Not that much. It's kind of great.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in Fringe this year. It's fucking wonderful.
It's okay, baby. I'm doing two shows. I'm making up for
you. It's awesome. I've done two shows. You were doing seven. Show off.
I used to tell a vegetarian friend of mine that I would eat a turbaby seal duckin for Thanksgiving. For every animal she's not eating that day, I'm going to have three birds and a baby seal.
I would be more than happy to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no Fringe this year. It's fucking great.
Nah.
Because whenever I am involved in Fringe, it means that I gotta fucking haul a goddamn piano all over the fucking town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like, I show up and there's a piano there, or it's fucking, pianos are heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I really want to see a West
End. And when you do shit like musicals, you gotta deal with fucking singers.
Yeah.
Who are fucking stupid.
Yeah, we are.
I am a singer and I hate singers.
Just Christ. Sing what I fucking wrote and don't question me.
But I was thinking, like, maybe if I walk it down, like, right here just a little bit.
How about maybe if you were that good, you would have written the fucking music? You fucking twat.
I don't know. This just doesn't seem quite in my vocal range. Can we, like, maybe drop it down, like, a step and a half?
Actually, all right. Here's what bothers me about requests like that. What bothers me about requests like that from vocalists, they're normally fucking sopranos.
Aww.
Yeah, no, you're all fucking idiots, sopranos. I'm sorry.
Aww.
You're idiots.
I'm right here.
So when your music director says something, just fucking shut up and do it from now on. Anyway.
It seems like the kind of thing that Jenna would do.
It's...
have the plan and go through with the plan.
I do not consider Jenna a vocalist, a lovely voice she may have, but Jenna, you are not a vocalist. I respect you too goddamn much.
Okay.
To call you that.
Okay.
No. Professional singers. Whenever I've gotten the request of, hey, I don't know, can we maybe put it in a different key or drop it down or I don't know if maybe this is, whenever I hear that, it doesn't matter because they actually don't know what they're talking about.
Oh.
They don't. If I say, all right, so here's the piece. It's in G major. They're going to be like, I don't know if I can sing that. And I'm like, you haven't even tried it.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't tried to
you
sing it.
You don't even know that you don't like beats.
You have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I saw you put them around your plate.
Or one of my absolute favorites is... so can you score this out for me? And I do. I will put the dots on paper. It's what music looks like to people who don't know how to read music. It's dots and lines on paper.
Yeah. Myself included.
Right. So, but I'll do that. and then I'll give it to them. And inevitably, they'll be like, oh, I don't know how to read music. And I'm like, why the fuck did I spend time? Why did you want the music if you can't read? You fucking twat. I dropped out of college and I'm better than you. Why? You actually got a degree in this shit. Who? Oh, my God. Irritating.
I want to see a Western starring Zhou Ye as both the gunslinger, right?
Like, sure.
Like the piece's hero, but also as the pianist.
The saloon guy?
Yeah.
I'm both the saloon guy and Shane.
Yeah, so when the
door... Or no, would I be Shane or would I be Jack Palance, the bad guy from Shane?
Toshiro Mifune.
White hat or black hat?
Toshiro Mifune.
Who?
The guy that plays Yojimbo in the movie Yojimbo.
So a Japanese Western is what you want me to be in, even though I'm Chinese. I'm really confused.
I was just naming people who were in Westerns.
If it's Yojimbo, wouldn't that be an Eastern?
Huh. Oh.
Good point.
I can say that.
So,
because you're a dude?
Yes.
Okay.
Quiet, we're talking.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
No, I've seen a very small number of Westerns, and I do love them, but if I had to say that you would replace a Western actor, I think it would be Martin Short. In the Three Amigos.
You know what? I'll take it.
Yeah.
Three Amigos is fucking great.
Little Nettie. Yeah.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, also, I started rewatching all of the Klingon-centric episodes of TNG earlier today. So that's really where it's at for me, because Klingons are dope.
All right. Yeah.
And I made chili.
Yeah, you did.
Your chili is fucking amazing. Real
fucking good.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But when the saloon doors swing, like, the, you know, the grizzled, like, evildoer steps in, pling, pling, pling. When the guy playing the piano stops, I want it to be because Joe is, like, drawn down, ready.
Is there a scene in this movie where I get to make out with myself?
I mean...
Can there be?
I think there probably should be.
Awesome.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I think it's Joe, like, looking in the bar mirror and giving himself the eyeballs.
Oh, no, I figured if I'm playing two separate characters, then...
Oh, no, you're one character.
Oh.
But there's a hilarious time travel accident.
Well, now it's a sci-fi Western. I'm sorry, sci-fi Eastern.
Well, no, because in Japan nor China did they have those swingy doors that...
Okay, so it's a sci-fi Western.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there were Asians in the Old West, in the American West.
What?
It's a lot of them got blowed up making railroads, but they were there.
In pieces.
And,
oh, God.
And then they were over there. Sad.
And if they didn't there, get murdered because of industry, if they didn't die with a bunch of Irish people making railroads, then they were fucked up on opium anyway. So it doesn't really matter. America.
America.
Yep.
I just the reboot of Blazing Saddles, but you're the sheriff. And
Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
No.
I'll go with yes on that.
No.
The yeas have it.
So you're a yay.
Oh, God.
You're an A.
Damn. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You see, because his last name is Yay.
Oh. Well, now that you explain it, the joke is funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
You're welcome. Yeah, we can.
Let's all go use the bidet.
Let's all go to the bathroom.
Bidet. Let's all go to the bathroom.
Let's all go to the bathroom and give our butts a spray.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Promote it.
Are we going to podcast? Are we podcasting?
We're back.
Yay.
D's nuts.
James.
I'm Jenna.
D's nuts.
Oh, my God.
Still Joe.
All right.
We noticed.
That's
it had not escaped our attention.
You guys invited me to your podcast.
That's
at true. Your place.
Yeah. You invited you to my place with your podcast.
That's accurate.
Your place is super nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the way. Yeah. We thought we would talk a little bit about Fringe because God knows we haven't done enough of that.
That's happening in a couple of days.
Promote yourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
You can go first. Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm doing a couple of shows. Two shows, which is less than normal. But actually, no, that's been about my standard for the past few years. Huh. Yeah. There's only the 1 year that I did the 7.
Jesus.
Show off.
Yeah.
Show on.
7 shows on. Anyway.
Oh, God.
So there are two shows that I'm doing, and they're both kind of different, actually. One of the shows is Wilhelmina and Theodore's Exquisite Victorian Adventure.
Yes.
It is a Victorian take on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is exciting. I'm going to read my flavor text. Travel through time with Wilhelmina and Theodore as they attempt to pass their history exam in this Victorian take on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Strange things are afoot at the Circle Court. Yes. And I've got some amazing people in this. I've got Kaylin Tonjes, Audrey Perry, Mahmoud Hakima.
He's one of my favorite actors in the
Twin
Cities.
He's so good. Oh, my God. Tim Uren.
Also a favorite.
Yeah, super good. Becky Schmidt.
Also a super favorite.
She's right. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Joe. And LaTanya Boone.
Yeah.
And this it's a very solid cast. I feel like for directing, most of my job is hiring the right people.
Yeah.
And then letting them do their things.
Those are some good people to let do their things.
Yeah.
They have things to do good.
They do have things to do. It was written by Megan Slosson. Eric Thompson and Doc Washington.
Ooh.
Produced by Fearless Comedy Productions. You may have heard of that company once or twice on this podcast.
Today.
Right. And we're playing at Theater in the Round. Our opening show is Thursday the 1st at 7 p.m.
Fuck yes!
Yeah.
I bought my ticket.
I'm going directly across town to.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna be there for your opening. I'm sorry. I'm gonna
understand.
Be freaking the fuck out over my opening.
Yeah.
Right. but yeah, and it's real good. It's silly, but it does talk a little bit about like class and things like that. Because Victorian. And it's just delightful. It is a delightful romp. And with those three writers, like it's everything that you would expect from that. So, Theater in the Round, highly recommend.
I've been super pumped about the show since
I have put so much effort into this show.
Well, and you've been fucking jazzed about this since
fucking forever.
A very long time ago.
Well, and the thing about this show is that the original concept of Victorian Bill and Ted was actually a Bill Young. We were, or at least partially Bill Young. I don't remember if he came up with it or if I came up with it. Mm-hmm. But we were bullshitting at the old Fringe Central at Bedlam. For those that remember way back then, we're just bullshitting with other people, like different fringe show ideas at the end of a fringe, because it's when those things happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, Victorian Bill and Ted came up, and so it's happening. It's happening. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. It has 30 sound cues.
It's not bad.
You're fucking kidding me. All right, well. like 10 scenes, 11 scenes, it has a lot of scenes, and it's super fast paced, and it's just
good.
Fun. It's silly and it's fun. Like I said, a delightful romp. Mm-hmm. The other show that I'm doing is not a silly romp. It is called The Bisexual Unicorn and Other Mythological Creatures.
Mm-hmm. You'd think that that would be a silly romp.
Yeah, it sounds...
let me read the backside.
Not because bisexuals are inherently silly. Not saying that.
I mean, we're kind of silly.
Nor, but unicorns are.
They rarely play it straight, though. I believe the audience can hear the look on my face.
We can pass for playing it straight, though. Okay, so anyway, step right up, sit right down, and join our LGBTQIAP2S+ menagerie as they perform amazing circus feats and tell tales from their incredible lives.
Yeah.
One part circus, one part storytelling. An act that will engage and enthrall. Mm. I have performing in this. I have Kayla Sodabeer, Thomas T, KJ Archer, J. Harold Zamora, and Brian Watson Jones as my bisexual unicorn ringleader.
I only know a small number of those names, but I am looking forward. Seeing the rest of them.
Because it is very heavily focused on storytelling, with circus as kind of an interplay theme.
Sure.
It is, some of those stories get pretty heavy, but it is people telling stories, from their gay lives.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And talking about queerness and things like that. So,
it's interesting how being a child of the 90s, some story from their gay life. This is very different back in the 90s, that statement.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's fair. We're taking it back.
I'm like celebrating growth.
Right.
Yeah.
Societal puberty.
Yay. Good job, us. So that is also playing at Theater in the Round. Our opening show for that is Friday, the 2nd at 5:30 p.m.
I can't make that one. But I hope to see that show. I also hope to see the Queer Circus.
Yep. So, like...
Fucking wow.
Pardon me. I've been sick for the past 2 weeks, too. So that's also exciting.
Yay.
Oh, God. but there are 3 circus-themed shows at Fringe this year. One of them is called Our Circus. And it is a circus theme dealing about rape culture. So be warned about that one. Because, like, from what I saw from the preview, it's going to be real good, but it's going to be heavy as fuck all. So,
yeah, I heard that it seemed intense.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So there's that one. And then there is, there's my show. Which is kind of like the mix in between them, I'd say, where it's, you know, there's some heavy material there, but it's also, you know, some fun circusy things too. Mm-hmm. And then there is a show called Queer Circus, and it's a bunch of queer people doing circus stuff. And by that, I mean fucking circus.
All right. So that one's going to be fun gay.
Yeah.
Not possibly eye-opening, depressing gay, or just straight up rape gay.
Well, I don't think the rape gay is actually gay. I think it's just rape.
Oh, because carnies. Got it.
But no, I don't...
I have questions I don't want to answer, Joe. Yay.
None of us do. But you have to go see that show, and then they'll answer all the Carney questions for you.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
But yeah, the queer circus is just straight up, like, they've got a contortionist, they've got...
Wow, their costumes are so good.
Oh, their costumes are amazing.
Holy like, shit.
I would even say fabulous. Because, yeah, they gay it up.
Their preview was...
So, yeah, they're going to be way more fun and actual circus tricks. And mine is storytelling with some circus trick things and whatever. So...
Yeah,
we're doing a little cross promotion with them too. We're doing a little sharing back and forth and
nice
hitting each other up on stuff. So yeah,
that's awesome.
So you can have gay or you can have gay. Like, you know, you've got options. You've got gay options.
No los both.
Right.
Gaptions. Got
gaptions.
I think that's a different thing.
Gaptions.
All right.
Gaptions is. That's the fourth circus show.
Oh, God. yeah. So yeah, that is basically what I've been doing with my life for the past fucking forever is producing those two shows.
Nice.
And getting all of that pulled together and working on sound cues and set and direction and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. All of that. Yep. I spent the entire weekend working on show stuff. Yeah. Like, I have no life. So come see my shows because this is what I've given up my life for.
You have very literally put yourself into them.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, so, though.
What about you? You have a show.
Yes. I am in Renaissance of the Dead. Which, if you've been to the Renaissance Festival and like zombie movies, I feel like you will enjoy it. If you have ever worked at a Renaissance Festival, I feel like you may enjoy it that much more. There is absolutely a level of accessibility for people who have never been behind the scenes. You will see into that world a little bit, but for people who have been there and done that, I think it has another layer of enjoyment above the rest. So, but at its core, it's very obviously a zombie survival story.
Sweet.
Like nice. A survival horror where everybody's just trying to make it out alive. So.
Nice.
You said yours at Mixed Blood.
Yes. Mixed Blood, we open on the first day of Fringe.
Thursday.
Which is Thursday the 1st.
Yep.
And we have the first time slot, which is 5:30 p.m. at Mixed Blood Theater.
Nice.
We would love a great opening night audience. We understand that some people are doing their own shows.
Yeah.
Or just can't fucking be there.
Right.
So we also have Saturday the 3rd, I believe. And I have the
I mean, I didn't go through all of my show times.
I know. But
I mean, we should say you can find all of these shows at fringefestival.org.
And please do. And
fringefestival.org. Fringefestival.org.
Yes.
It was actually, I'm going to interrupt and go old Fringer here. There's a show I did in 2011 called Highlander the Musical. we had a tap dancing Kurgan, and it was amazing. I did the fight choreo for it.
Nice.
Surprise. But it was a musical, and Tim Wick did all of the music stuffs for it. So when they went to do the post-show curtain speech thing, they sang it. And I will always remember, you know, they could leave a review at fringefestival.org.
Brilliant.
Right. So that's how I remember it now. Mm-hmm. Is it fringefestival.org?
Yeah.
You should have got Fringe to pay him for that.
Really should have.
That would have been good. Minnesotafringe.org is also a thing.
Yeah, it's a Minnesota Fringe, but fringefestival.org redirects to Minnesota yes. Fringe.
So we have shows on the 1st, 3rd, 7th, 10th, and 11th at varying times of day. Go check them out and get your tickets ahead of time, because shows that have had Fringe previews usually...
If you want to be sure that you're going to see a show, see one of the first shows.
Yes,
see
please.
The first show.
Yeah.
Because after that, nobody knows what's going to catch mm-hmm. fire, what's going to pick up, what's going to become popular.
Yeah, we may literally catch fire. We have an overhead projector.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, set it on fire.
No.
So
that is against Fringe rules.
I never said that somebody involved with Fringe had to set it on fire. Accidents happen all the time.
But we have combat mm-hmm. segments, which were directed by, or choreographed and overseen by the wonderful and talented Darwin Hull.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like
and,
him.
And we also have an actor in our cast who not only is new to Fringe and is not a member of Fearless, but who is new to Minnesota. She showed up pretty much a month ahead of being cast in the show and came highly recommended by a personal friend of the director.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And it has been an absolute joy working with her.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Right on. Where they hail from?
Oh, good question. I don't remember, but it might be Indiana. Mm. I may be misremembering.
Okay.
That's a real good question for her. right.
Hey, where are you from?
Starting with M? Yeah.
Starting with M?
Yeah, like Wyoming. So
that begins with what?
Jesus Christ.
Did you just say that starts with Y?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wyoming.
Oh, good.
Starts with a Y.
It doesn't start with Y. It doesn't start with M.
It does. It
starts with Y.
Yeah.
Why?
So there's that. Yeah.
All right.
But I am well fucking excited to be in this show.
Excellent.
So, I think it encapsulates both kind of a love letter to zombie movies and also to
Ren Faires
and also to Fringe plays. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Is there nudity?
Are you nude?
I am not.
Right now.
Mostly not.
You guys are doing this all wrong. The nudity is going to be fucking awesome. Mixed blood, Fringe, y'all check it. See, that's how you promo. People don't want reality, they want fantasy.
That's very true.
Oh my God, no, I just had a great idea. Joe?
Yes?
I want you to sell all three of our Fringe shows.
Yeah.
Go ahead and plug our shows for
us. Yeah.
Putting you on the spot, motherfucker. Fuck.
Sunday.
Nudity's going to be fucking amazing. Mixed Blood Theater in the Round. Check it. Fringe, bitch. Titties.
Okay, that's not quite what I had in mind.
I don't know exactly what you had in mind. We haven't...
Yeah, like, okay, so talk about Wilhelmina and Theodore.
I don't know what else to say other than what you've already said. It is a re-envisioning of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but in Victorian times, making it both a period piece and, well, considering current socio-political climate that we live in, bizarrely topical.
Nice.
Wait, that's the TARDIS. That's the wrong time travel machine. I'm sorry.
Kind of.
Phone booths.
It's not bad though, right?
Or just like a kid with asthma.
It's oh, Can we smoke again soon? Or a anyway.
Damaged accordion.
By. Oh, no. They're not that quiet. I've had a broken accordion. They're not that quiet. They're way worse, dude.
I can't imagine Joe Ye doing anything quiet.
They are. I can do it quiet.
No.
What? Bisexual unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really. Yeah, honestly, I don't know how to promote that. I mean, it's. I'm really not a member of the Rainbow Alphabet. So I don't.
But also, if that title doesn't grab you.
Oh, no. It grabs me.
Anything is going to.
It grabs me like a certain bisexual has before.
Oh, hey, I'm right here.
Twice in a row.
Yeah.
You had a date,
like that once. Oh, my God. Joe had a date like that once.
It did.
Good.
In a row.
In a
row.
Come on.
Sploosh, y'all.
So there's that.
All right. Shakespeare's, or not Shakespeare's, that was a show I did a long time ago.
Mm.
What is yours called again? I don't remember.
Mine? Renaissance of the Dead?
Renaissance of the Dead.
Renaissance, well, I mean, I don't know, it sounds pretty fucking ridiculous, so it's probably going to be fun.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming with what you described on zombie bullshit and behind the scenes at Renaissance Festival that mm-hmm. it's not taking itself too seriously.
Not at all.
And it's just very, very much, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it sounds very much like a fringe show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camp as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, camp as fuck? Is that because Mixed Blood's so close to the U?
Also that.
I get it. Sploosh. I'm going to pitch your show.
Okay.
This may or may not be accurate, but zombies in corsets.
I mean, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's my tag for that. Zombies in corsets.
Tiggle dead bitties.
Oh, God. zombie titties?
Yeah. Veiny like a fine cheese.
Oh, double Z's.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well done, James.
If I had to pitch Wilhelmina's and Theodore's exquisite Victorian adventure, is it?
Yep. Well done.
Thank you. I would say that if you have to see any two recent Bill and Ted adventures, this should be at least one of them.
Okay.
Yes. Just based purely off of the writers and the actors involved, I can tell that this is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. That sound may or may not appear in my fringe show.
Ooh.
Snap.
Only when Joe Ye is in the audience, though.
just fucking troll your show
just
sitting there
masturbating and gasping.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Jenna. To show how proud. When did I become a water sprinkler? To show how proud I am of you, I will masturbate on your opening night of your show. In the theater.
You shouldn't have.
You definitely shouldn't.
It's baby, it's too much. You're too good for me. I don't know how to.
Is it because you had a date like that once?
No. No, I did not. God damn.
She had a date like that once, though.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't had to stop doing it to get an inhaler for one of you, at least one of you, at least once.
Then you ain't doing it right.
You need to throw in more woodwind instruments.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
People got holes.
Woodwind instruments have holes too. Yeah.
Double reed.
Hot.
Oh my God. Bisexual unicorn, James.
look, if you like horny, horny actors, and rainbows, then there really are only two circus-themed shows you should see this year. And this is one of them. So see them both.
Okay.
Yes.
This is why you're not marketing.
Don't let that be the only reason.
I'm not. I don't do marketing either. No, yeah. We all know this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you did a good job.
I don't know how to market myself.
Well, nobody knows how to market themselves, Joe.
I'm fucking great. Give me some goddamn money, bitch. That has worked. When I've held a gun to someone's head.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, God. Oh, son of a bitch.
I can't imagine why that marketing yourself is so difficult, Joe. It's,
I don't...
You're charming and never inappropriate.
What's weird is that I can be.
Inappropriate? We know.
No. I can be charming and appropriate.
Oh.
It's possible. You've never seen me around, like, elderly peeps.
I've seen you around Bob, and that counts.
Who?
No. Only in the most technical of terms.
Right, yeah, you've been in the audience when Bob Alberti's on stage. That's...
Yeah.
He's fine. Not elderly.
Oh, no, he is elderly.
Well, he might be elderly, but he does vilification tennis, so that's not the kind of... I mean, like someone like my mom that I haven't met.
Okay.
Is that...
His mom's kind of old.
All right.
Yeah, my mother's an octogenarian lady from Kentucky.
Aw.
I know, right? She's very delightful.
Yeah, she's wonderful, but she's also rather prim.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Steel magnolias.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, all right, so being an over 80-year-old woman from Louisville, mm-hmm. I have a distinct memory of my mother sounding just so Southern. And in what modern parlance would be considered super-duper racist, but she was not being racist. Whereas any one of us, in referring to someone, might be like, oh, I feel like I've heard of Mahmood in Wilhelmina and Theodore. Who's Mahmood? Local actor, black dude, does improv a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing, and that's not weird.
No.
But I have a distinct memory of my mother referring to that one colored fella. Not in any way with racist intent, but she's an old lady from the South.
Right. Right.
So, and I'm being like,
you know, we don't say colored anymore. Never mind.
Mike, you can't do that
anymore.
That's like really bad. Well, why?
Well, let's not have this conversation right now, Mom.
I don't really know how to go into this. I don't have the tools at this point in my development to know that, like, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
To refer. However, I will ask this as a POC. Why is person of color fine, but colored person is not?
I think because it was used pejoratively.
It's the history of that has made it so. Okay.
This makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. So it's got a history of nasty connotation.
Which is why the NAACP still exists and maintains their title and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, there is kind of a, well, and Duck talked about this in Caucasian Aggressive Pandas. There are some terms that, you know, like given context, mm-hmm. you know, have history to it or have, you know, kind of a certain flavor.
Right.
Negro spiritual sounds better than African American when Duck talked about it. You know, use that kind of example. But yeah, don't go around throwing it around. Like, you know.
Right.
Like there's so like context is huge. But yeah. Like the history of it, I think, is
I give both of you permission to to use the term Oriental.
When it comes to you, my lovely Chinaman, I will do so.
POC stands for Person of China, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
Co-opting all of it.
Now I know. Drink to forget.
Jenna.
Yes.
Asian American Hutch.
Oh my God.
You should tell both the sexist and racist story of your furniture arranging. All
right. So, when my lovely roommate and I,
yes,
we're moving in together. We are two rather opinionated young women. She's younger than I am, but I'm young in name at least. So, haha, that was for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I expected that. So anyway, I don't do that. Jerk. So anyway, so we're trying to arrange furniture in our new place together. Mm-hmm. And we were having an argument over my China hutch, right, and the exact positioning for where this should go and how this happens. And Joe came over at exactly the right time where we were not going to kill each other, I swear. And we're arguing over this thing. And I think...
Well, first of all, I made the observation. I said, okay, first... We prefer Asian American hutch.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's not a China hutch. It's an Asian American hutch.
And second of all, do you strong, independent women need a man to help you figure out where to put your furniture?
At which point, any tension that my roommate and I had was just directed at this cocky ass motherfucker.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out they did.
I know this is your house, but get out. Son of a bitch.
On that note, do we want to take a break?
Yeah, we best had. Let's have a conversation, Joe.
Two of us will return.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Shit, time worked to get done, and it's like almost 10.
And we're back.
Oh,
I'm James.
God. All right.
I'm Joe. Sorry, Jenny, you go ahead.
It's my turn. Jesus Christ, Joe.
Well, both our initials are JY, so I don't know where it begins and where it ends.
J-E and A. J-O. Oh, fuck.
That's so how you spell.
Pronounces.
Damn it.
The symbol, the, like,
E with an accent, aigu.
Accent, yeah. And so she's like, Joseph, you, acute. I'm like, that's fine. Fuck.
It's better than telemarketers who call me. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Yee, please?
No.
I don't have his number, but
I don't know who that
for
is.
It. You don't need my permission.
Is this about my almost 15-year-old car's warranty or health insurance? Yeah.
Does your 15-year-old car need health insurance?
Well, I mean, yes, it does, actually, but...
It's been suffering from gallstones in the radiator.
Sure. Thanks, Obama. Can't get my car to health.
Obama car.
All right. That happened.
So, I think we need...
Hey, I was actually going to say, do you have anything to shout about?
Oh, I super do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder if yours is going to be similar to mine or different from mine.
A shout out to amusement park employees.
Oh.
Because, like, they're a bunch of, like, feckless teenage kids.
Yeah.
But they do a surprising amount of work to make sure that people are mostly safe and having a good time in really awful temperatures. And, yeah, one of the highlights of the trip was Bryn teaching some kids who were selling, like, glow stick swords how to do fire poi
right.
with glow stick swords. And it was just amazing. And, like, they made my day. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. And that's not where mine's going.
Yeah, go for it.
I have a shout out to the Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Ooh.
But yeah. Very specifically, the staff and volunteers.
Yeah.
Because I have been working for months with my respective casts and production crews and everything. And we would not be able to do what we're doing without staff and volunteers. Like, that's just, I don't have to worry about box office. I don't have to worry about hiring technicians or booking a venue or any of that stuff. I get to just focus on the shows. And they're all, like, every time I interact with the Fringe staff, they're, like, super patient and pleasant. And maybe it's because I start off with, hi, I hate to be that producer, but I know you guys are busy. It might be in the handbook, but I didn't see it. I swear to God, I've read it. Like, you know, things like that. Like, I tried. I swear, help me. And they're always wonderful. And then the volunteers, like, some of the volunteers barely get to go see shows.
Yeah.
Like, some of them volunteer so much that they do not get to go see actual Fringe shows. And they're just doing it because they love the festival itself.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, to the people that make Fringe go, that's not me.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody. But, yeah.
Like, if you were doing a different production, you would have to go and try to get funding and try to get, a producer to, like,
and then booking,
decide on...
booking a venue. Booking a venue is just the worst.
And in this case, you don't have to do any of that. You buy the ball and it never gets picked. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It's so much easier than being turned down by a producer.
Right. It's great.
You have to whore so much.
That's that is what I was laughing about a moment ago.
Oh God. Yeah, just the I mean, I've been waitlisted for 10 years in a row.
Oh wow. So how about you?
Jesus, I don't know. All right. I guess I'll shout out to, I got a new nephew. Ooh. He didn't die during childbirth, so good job, kid. I got a buddy who made it into med school. Way to go, dude.
Is it the same person?
No, it's totally different people.
Doctor. Fucking impressive.
Some Doogie Howser shit.
But you guys, because you're letting me sully up your podcast and shit, that's pretty cool.
I like it.
And I don't know.
It's kinky.
Yeah.
Making it filthy.
Like, my roommate got a job, so they don't have to move out, and that's pretty dope.
That is also
amazing. Yeah. And I'm going to get rent.
Woo!
Right.
Oh, God.
And
oh, shit.
This got real
oh,
real
shit.
Quick.
Sorry. What? No one listens to this. Anyway.
That's fair. I mean, you only needed one. Pick me.
Okay.
My awesome girlfriend and her Fringe shows.
Woo!
Yay! Okay.
All right.
You're
so we have.
We can make out later.
Not a slow three against the wall.
Oh, that's a shame.
Instead,
is that a Radiohead song?
If it isn't, it fucking should be. I've been listening to Radiohead all day. Instead, we have a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
So, this one is from our missing salsa.
Oh, shit. It's going to be all Ireland focused because fuck that guy.
I don't know. So, he says, hey, apropos-ters. I'll be returning from the Emerald Isle tomorrow. How does he know? He'll be returning from the Emerald Isle tomorrow with many tales to tell. In the meantime, here is something to tide you over.
Ooh, tie.
Question number one.
Bing!
Galway or Killarney?
I told you. I'm going to go with Killarney because...
Yeah?
In my job... My job is international. Like I have people that I work with internationally, and some of my favorite team people are located in Killarney.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Well, I very regularly listen to the.
Oh, I do like Galway Bay though. The song.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
That's what I'm thinking. It might be. I'm thinking it might that's be Christmas song. In Killarney or Galway Bay.
Well, now I need to change it.
So, I'm going to say Christmas in Killarney because I listened to that Bing Crosby album.
I'm going to go Galway.
All December.
Galway Bay.
All right.
Joe?
Galway or Killarney?
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know what the fucking question is. I'll just go with Galway.
We don't
know
those.
That's the idea.
All right. I'll go with Galway.
Galway. All right. So, we've got two Galways and a Killarney. question number two.
Bing.
Trinity College Library, including the Book of Kells, or Guinness Brewery.
Oh.
What?
Fuck.
I'm going to the library. What am I going to do at the brewery?
Well, there is that.
Like.
That's an easier question for you.
Yes.
Than Joe or myself.
I'm pretty sure in Ireland I can still get a drink at the library, so I'm going with Trinity.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
I don't want to know how the shit's made. Huh. They don't have OSHA in Ireland, do they?
I mean, they probably have something similar.
I don't know. Yeah. Ireland, I love you. I'm going to be up in you someday. Don't taint it.
You're going to be up in Ireland's taint? All right. So,
I believe this to be accurate.
Yeah. I find the brewing process fascinating, but I'm going to find like a bajillion books... Fucking way more fascinating.
Some old ass illuminated shit up in there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Trinity College myself as well.
Oh, three Trinities.
Aw. and the next question is question number three.
Bing.
Beer or whiskey? I feel like. This is, again, maybe an easier question for some of us.
Gonna go ahead and go with whiskey here.
Yeah?
I know you're all shocked.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Like, I mean, it just seems like...
Is there hops in the whiskey?
Maybe.
Then no.
Probably not.
Oh, then I'm going with the whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I prefer beer, but if I'm in Ireland...
I mean...
It's fair.
Give me some fucking whiskey. Like, who, you know, who's my host?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm at a library, it's probably going to be whiskey.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Oh, I'm imagining, like, you know, some...
Whiskey library.
Some scholar, scholar with, like, you know, tweed jacket with, like, leather patches on the elbows who has, like, a fucking bottle in his desk.
No, on his desk, he's got the little whizzer. the tiny, ooh, like, peeing man statue that pisses whiskey into your glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only it's like 300 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
And a bunch of tourists have been sucking it off.
Oh, God. Not into the microphone, Joe.
Don't make me spit my beer into the microphone with laughter, damn it.
Good. Good. All right.
Excellent.
So I'm probably going to go with beer just because I can enjoy a lot more beers, I think, than I can enjoy whiskeys before the night is done or I don't remember it not
That's fair.
Done.
Yeah.
That's fair. I get that.
I accept this.
Mm. Yeah.
Cause I, can,
I mean, you're wrong, but I
can
accept
get, like,
it.
I want to say like 8 or 9 beers into me and then take a cab home. Or, like, stumble drunkenly back to the B&B. But, yeah, if I get, like, 8 or 9 drams of whiskey in me, I'm going to wake up in American prison.
No. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Or worse, you'll wake up in Wales. How the fuck did I get here?
Oh, God.
I thought those were the same thing. So, yeah, I'm going to go with beer.
As Britain has turned Australia into their prison, the United States is going to outsource Wales to be ours.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Brexit.
That got, like, weirdly super dark. All right, so.
All right.
Question number four. Cities or countryside?
Countryside.
Cities.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, like, I'd rather hang out in fucking Glasgow, Scotland, than a goddamn countryside. I know we're talking about Ireland, but...
Mm-hmm. I want to see them rolling hills and the shore is what I want to look at.
Mm. I mean, yeah, a little bit. Predominantly city. No, I'm just going to fuck a sheep if I'm in the countryside.
So, are you changing your answer to countryside?
No, I'm sticking with cities. I'd rather hang out in a city, unless I'm gonna...
He wants to fuck a sheep in the cities. He wants to fuck a city sheep.
Well, that's how you make some fucking money. So that you can go on your next night of whiskey library drinking.
Okay.
Fuck it, I'm a planner.
And wake up in Wales.
And wake up in Wales.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, like, gonna take a shit unless I'm gonna fucking defecate... unless I'm going to whiskey diarrhea all over a Trump golf course before I end up in Wales, which would be worth it.
No court in the world would convict you.
I mean, I'd get kicked off that golf course.
Nothing can defame that course worse than having his name on it. So there's that. We already have a piece of shit smeared all over this course.
Salsa? Salsa? Salsa. You listening, Salsa? You're still in Ireland. Get fucking riggity-riggity wrecked, son, and fucking dump all over that golf course. Poop in the 18th hole. Poop in it!
Yeah, poop in the 17th.
Poop in the first two holes, and then again in the fourth.
And leave an upper-decker in the locker room.
That way they have to check all of them.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's that. Okay.
Right. I don't normally get political, but
but when you do, it's real shitty.
Oh God, you're fired! Get out of my house.
Is drinking whiskey in Ireland and waking up in Wales? Is that like being John Malkovich, where they just like fall into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike?
Yes,
okay,
yes. Right.
Okay, good.
But it's better because it's not New Jersey. It's anywhere but New Jersey.
And I don't have to be John Malkovich for any part of it.
Malkovich.
Oh, this is brilliant. All right, so question number five.
Ding.
Oh, I also choose countryside.
Okay.
Question number five: Dunmore Head or Dingle? This might just be which of these is funnier. The answer is yes.
Oh God, that's tough.
Everybody listening to this podcast now understands our relationship.
Jenna?
If Beavis and Joe. Butthead started dating.
Do you dingle or have you done more head?
Head.
Dingle.
Two of you had a date like that once?
Yeah, we did.
Pawing at
twice
each other.
In a row. God.
Around. So
yeah, Dunmore Head.
I want to break up.
What? He means with me. So furiously shaking his head. No, I don't mean it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean what I said.
Okay.
I'm gonna choose Dunmore Head.
Yeah.
Because you could use it as the name of a porno or a Lovecraft novel.
Oh.
the Japanese already did that. It's called hentai.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
You know what? Dunmore Head, because 37. Try not to blow anyone on the way out to the parking lot.
36. Does that include me? 37.
37.
The hell is that?
She sucked 37 dicks? All right.
What?
It's a movie reference. I know.
What movie?
I understand it.
Clerks.
Clerks. I just said it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
I
saw your mouth move and I heard. So, and that's.
Okay. Well.
She was also beatboxing, so I understand the confusion.
I can't beatbox. So,
I open our second email for the context.
Ooh.
On to the rest. Galway or Killarney, which city do you think Salsa enjoyed more? Oh, they better not be. I am sincerely hoping that they are not all this.
No, I don't think they will be.
Could be.
I'm going to say Salsa enjoyed Killarney more because I saw a post. And I don't remember a post on Galway.
Yeah, I was trying to... Although...
That doesn't mean he didn't make one.
Doesn't Galway have, like, breathtaking vistas?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Raiderly enjoyed that one more.
I mean, it's not
like Salsa can see it in its full glory.
That's why when he was like the Emerald Isle, I was like...
Are you sure? Salsa's colorblind, honey.
He has deuteranopia. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. All right.
So I'm gonna say Galway because the natural vistas and things like that. I feel like he still digs that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about either fucking town, so whatever.
Oh, although Killarney's probably got like some well famous pubs.
Yeah.
Okay, Killarney.
Yeah, that's why I'm going my answer. Killarney.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good point.
Yeah. Pretty sure I saw a post from Salsa, one of his, in Killarney later, like, and it's a picture
just
of booze.
Just checking in to say that we're in Killarney.
We're the boozing party at then.
Yeah,
Killarney.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
So I'm keeping my answer from before. All right. Trinity College Library, including Book of Kells, or Guinness Brewery...
Oh, shit.
Which do you think Salsa enjoyed more?
Guinness Brewery.
I'm going to say Guinness Brewery because the man's a brewer.
He is.
It's Guinness Brewery.
It's Guinness.
And he can't read.
He can read. As long as.
He can read the instructions on a pack of paraffin wax. That's about it.
Well. I mean, he can read so long as it's not in different colored inks. Because we did, Joe, you would appreciate this. We did have a listener once write in with different colored inks, both green and red.
Oh, yeah. Dick.
Yeah.
And Salsa had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
dick.
Delightful.
Some elements of that were lost on him entirely. So,
and I'm going to say Book of Kells probably has... Yeah. A good amount of different colored inks.
Yeah? Seems right.
Although he loves his history shit, though, too.
Yeah.
So
a question of which excites him more, brewing or... Wow, he's a book nerd all day.
Yeah, he is.
Hmm.
Also, Salsa, I'm sorry. I know you can read and write. Okay.
Oh, can he?
Well, I mean... Assuming.
Mm-hmm. So, the... I mean, he did abbreviate the subject line to be F5 answer and F5 context. So... Something, something, refreshing. All right, so...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think books... Because, like, he got his degree in library sciences.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now you know. If you get a degree in something like library science, then you can become a fucking carny, and that's how you'll make your money.
I'm pretty sure that's weird, how he finds the accurate. Good books. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say library.
Yeah. Joe?
I'm sticking with brewery.
Fair enough.
All right.
Tough, but fair. Beer or whiskey? Which do you think Salsa consumed more of?
Beer.
Beer.
I'm going with beer. I'll go with beer.
Yeah.
On that one.
Yeah. Cities or countryside? Which do you think Salsa enjoyed more?
Fuck you. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going city.
That is also my answer. I'm going to say city because of an historic buildings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can get his history dork on.
And there's still a fucking chippy in a pub a block away.
Yeah.
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 Go slug a pint and stumble into a museum. Sure.
Yeah.
That's my jam, yo.
Yeah.
And then Dunmorehead or Dingle. Which location along the coast of County Kerry sounds more dirty?
Dunmorehead.
Dunmorehead sounds more dirty, but I really like Dingle.
Oh, Dingle is a great word.
It absolutely is.
You know what? I guess I'm more 13 than perverse in this particular instance.
Weird.
I think, Dingle's, I mean, yes, one could argue that Dunmorehead could be spanning genders.
Uh-huh.
I
mean, so is Dingle.
I think Dingle is more so.
Oh.
Because very, very traditionally, in modern American English parlance, head is typically fellatio to a peepee.
Is it?
I love how you used fellatio and peepee. There are weird things that I find attractive about you, and that might be one of the weirdest.
I know that there was an argument about whether head...
Oral sex, going down upon, yes. And giving head could be to man bits or to lady bits. But
or
historically...
Gender non-binary bits.
Or gender non-binary bits.
Yeah.
However,
I would say historically,
and even amongst, keep in mind, we all hang out.
There's a historical precedent.
We hang out with not the average American. We hang out with a very liberal and progressive group of people when it comes to language like this.
Awesome.
What?
You have a weird way of saying awesome.
No. But what I'm saying is, you go down to fucking Kansas City, where I'm from.
Yeah.
Hey, and you walk up to some random person in a bar. Yeah. What's it mean to give head? Suck a dick. Fuck you think it means. Like, that is a lot of... That is a lot of America that
some
we don't hang out with.
Usage.
Right? Yeah. So I'm going to go with Dingle.
Dingle.
Not only is it funny, but... It could be fucking anything.
It's more inclusive. Are you going the more inclusive route?
Oh, in many different ways. Very disgusting ones. For example.
Oh, God.
I am intrigued.
Pertaining to the penis.
Concerned. All right.
Post-ejaculation.
Uh-huh.
One could describe that little, you know, bibbity-bob that you haven't shaken off yet as a dingle, especially if there's a little... globule still hanging by a strand. Same.
I want three more of these.
Oh, Dingle could also allude to a very, very tiny cream pie.
Okay.
And that fits a lot of different holes and a lot of different things.
Yeah, that could be in the nostril.
It could.
Why? Why, James?
Don't judge.
So yeah, it's not up. Dude. It's not my thing, but like
some people are down with blowing lines of coke, and some people are down with blowing lines of semen.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Okay. Keep going, Joe. Sadly, keep going.
Yeah,
two.
It could also be just an analysis of, I don't know, the viscosity of, you know, vaginal juices.
So, like, the dingliness.
Yeah.
Like when you get that stringy thing going?
That stringy thing going is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm really sad that I understand you right now. Continue.
Hmm. Ask for three.
Yeah, those are his three.
Yeah.
Those are his three. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well done.
That's a lot of different things. Or, depending upon, you know, what video you've been looking at, it could be a lot of other things.
Yeah. I remember as a kid talking about dingleberries.
There's that.
That's why you trim.
Yeah. Yeah. Hygiene.
Wait. Like cutting short the hair or trim like popcorn strings and tinsel?
Oh, God. Ew.
Either or, but I was thinking of like shorting your butthole hair so you don't get poopy stuck all up in there.
That's why you have a bidet.
Literally dingleberries.
Yeah.
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 That's what I remember, but they're dingleberries.
Cranberries, and they're, you know, every 10th popcorn kernel.
This got weird.
This isn't sponsored, but I got my bidet from a website called Tushy. So if you have dingleberries, I highly recommend getting a bidet from Tushy.
I also got my bidet from Tushy. And Joe is the Tushy master.
Well, there's that. I do appreciate you.
Cleanest buttholes. Right here.
When you went through the process of installing the Tushy.
Yes.
I want to say you saved me a lot of agony when I helped somebody else install their bidet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because the drip tray, when they were like, oh, I'm going to test this, I was like, whoop, and like stuck that upside down over the bowl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that I didn't get a face full of...
Yep. No, yeah. And that's because when I first installed mine, I just turned the fucking thing on and sprayed myself in the goddamn face with it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And this is how Joe became the Tushy Master.
I learned from experience and failure.
I'm going to go with Dunmore Head Dingle. It sounds more fun.
Yeah, it does.
But Dunmore Head definitely...
Yeah.
Sounds
you also have hung out with Saul some more than me, so you might know where he's coming from.
Hmm.
Ireland.
His dingle?
He'll be coming home from Ireland. He's in Ireland right now. I don't understand.
So, he says, want to know the real answers? Tune in next week for all of that and more.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, so he didn't give us the fucking answers?
No.
He didn't give us his answers, no.
What a cunt.
Well, yes.
Is that how this normally works?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes.
Often.
I mean, definitely with salsa.
Yeah.
What a cunt.
So there's that. Our thanks to Salsa for sending in a fast five, and of course, get fucked. So,
yeah.
You
agreed.
Ireland going bastard. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're jealous. So,
yeah.
Extraordinarily.
We should go to Ireland sometime, honey.
Let's
green
do it.
With jealousy. So, yeah. If you want to send in a fast five, and please do, you can send two separate emails, one with the context, one with the context and questions.
But pardon me. No, you did all of that
wrong.
Yeah,
I did that. You
back
can send
up,
two
stop.
Separate emails.
Two separate emails.
One
with
just the answers.
The choices.
The choices.
The A or B choices.
Jesus.
And the second one with
the
choices and
the
context.
Context.
That's
you one. Guys do have written out directions that have been proofread on the Apropos of Nothing website that people can read if they want to send in a fast five,
that's
right?
That's a salsa question.
Okay.
That
also
that's a
probably
salsa
not.
Choice.
That's like
two separate emails.
Like Verde or never mind.
Just the choices. The other one should have the choices and the context.
Salsa choice.
Send
Verde
it to
or con queso.
Salsa at aonpodcast.com. And if we haven't heard from you in a while, or if it's your first time sending one in, then you'll be pushed to the front of the line.
You might get bumped up a bit.
Yeah.
Send a picture of genitals, too.
No.
Can it be someone else's?
I would like to say...
Any email that you send to Apropos of Nothing that includes a picture of genitals will be forwarded on to me, and I will pass judgment upon how I feel about those genitals.
I mean...
I'm going to say Mr. Yay does not speak for the podcast.
That's correct. But you can always send your genital pictures to him if you have found out how to do that.
My name is Joseph Yay. Send me pictures of your genitals.
Jesus.
I will judge them accordingly.
We will judge them.
So if you want to be judged.
So there's that. And thank you to our special guest, Joe Yay.
I'm special. Yay.
Musician, local talent, and judger of genitals.
Judger of genitals.
What's going on your business card, Yay?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Also, thank you to you, our dear listeners. And as always, eat the fucking cake.
Yay.
I'm going to fuck the eating cake.
God damn it.
In the nostril?
Yeah.
No.
Sploosh.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.